Susanna gave an involuntary shout of horror. Oi was up in a flash, standing protectively in front of her with his short legs spread and his head lowered. "It's all right," she said, but her voice was still trembling. "I was just startled." The wicker basket, which had seemed to contain all sorts of freshly cooked roasts, was actually filled with decaying human limbs. Long pork, after all, and in bad shape, even considering what it was. The flesh was mostly blue-black and ateem with maggots. And there were no clothes in the other basket. What Fimalo had spilled out of it was actually a shiny knot of dying snakes. Their beady eyes were dull. Their forked tongues flickered listlessly in and out. Several had already ceased to move. "You would have refreshed them wonderfully if you'd pressed them against your skin," Fimalo said regretfully.
"You didn't really expect that to happen, did you?" Roland asked.
"No," the old man admitted. He sat on the bridge with a weary sigh. One of the snakes attempted to crawl into his lap, and he pushed it away with a gesture that was both absent and impatient. "But I had my orders, so I did." Susanna was looking at the corpses of the other two with horrified fascination. Fimalo and Fumalo, now just a couple of dead old men, were rotting with unnatural rapidity, their parchment skins deflating toward the bone and oozing slack rivulets of pus. As she watched, the sockets of Fimalo's skull surfaced like twin periscopes, giving the corpse a momentary expression of shock. Some of the snakes crawled and writhed around these decaying corpses. Others were crawling into the basket of maggoty limbs, seeking the undoubtedly warmer regions at the bottom of the heap. Decay brought its own temporary fevers, and she supposed that she herself might be tempted to luxuriate in it while she could. If she were a snake, that was.